let's get a move on. Okay, today's daf is Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel. We just did a couple lines on the top. So yesterday we were talking about the story with the pig, where there were the two brothers who were fighting over the reign, the kingship, if there was such a word. And when they sent out the money from the Lishka and the Beis Hamikdash to buy a Korban Tomid, they sent back a pig. And so they made a rule that after that, no more pigs in Eretz Yisrael. But also, there was an old fellow there who knew Chochmas Yevonis, the Greek wisdom, Greek philosophy, whatever it was. And so they, and he was the one who gave them the idea to put this pig. So at that time, they said, no more Greek philosophy. So the question was, we asked at the end of yesterday, that we find that Rabbi said that he can speak Greek. So at the time we thought that Greek language and Greek philosophy is the same thing. So how come you say no more Greek when Rabbi said Greek is good? So we answered there's a difference between Greek language and Greek philosophy. Greek language is okay, Greek philosophy not so okay. So we're up to the fourth line from the top. Towards the end of the line, the Gemara asks, for Chachmas Yevonis, Pei Gimel, Chachmas Yevonis, Mi Asira, is even the Greek wisdom that's Osir, that's forbidden. The Amar of Yehuda Mashmu, Mishum Ramashum Gamliel, Eini Eil Lanafshi Mikol Benois Iri. This is actually a Pasuk in Eicha, which we just read. My eyes were, wailing from my soul because of all the children of my city. What does that mean? That's a pasuk that he quoted in Eicha, and it say he said that what does it refer to? He was quoting this pasuk about himself and his family, that elef yeladim hayu bebeis abba. There were 1,000 kids from my father's family. Chamesh meyes mehem lamdu Torah. 500 did mesifta. They learned all day Torah, and chamesh meyes lamdu chachmas yevonis. The other 500. Presumably they did both. They did
the BCE, the Babylonian Certificate of Education.
Yeah, so they had the ones who did Oli Torah, and then there was the other one who had the Murecho, they did the Chochmas Yevonis.
Maybe they did that only and nothing else.
Well, Rav Shmuel was going to say that he was one of them, so he must have learned Torah. Well, in Nishtayer Mehem, of those who learned the Chochmas Yevonis, is not left Ella Ani Kan. Nothing left. So that means after
me and my cousin.
So we see that in Rabbi Gamliel's family, they were teaching the kids Greek wisdom. So if it was also, what were they doing that? Is Omri? So the Gemara answers: Shiny based Rabbi Gamliel. The family of Rabbi Gamliel is different. They were the Nasiim. They had to deal politically with all the seats of government. Shahaya craving the Malchus because they needed to engage with the non-Jewish leaders and the governments and whatever, so therefore they needed to be versed in all the foreign cultures. So there was different, so they were allowed. That's what we find another example of an exception made, that the Brisa says, I'm a saper, koimi ha-reza medarki ha-moiri. Someone has a haircut with, best I can gather, koimi is a mullet style, where it's short at the front.
With a round.
So Rashi brings a few explanations for a koimi. One is that they have short in the front and a long back, long troop in the back, which is a mullet. And some say the Romans, they had like a bald head in the middle or something. Yeah. So a certain hairstyle, which was Darkei HaMoiri, that was the Goyish, maybe even a Verizora Isha haircut. So they said, you're not allowed to have such a haircut. It's Darkei HaMoiri, because it's an Avera. But Avtulmus Baru Uven, but this fellow Avtulmus Baru Uven, he Tirula the Sapra Koimi. They let him get such a haircut, Neshul Karav Lamalchus, because he was dealing with the politicians, and therefore he had to look like one of them. Tosfos says also that it could be that he was a spy, so he had to look like one of them in order they shouldn't realize that he's not one of them. Sorry? The rabbis. I don't know exactly who it was. So we see, and also, Shalbesh Rabbi Gamliel, it says, Befevish in the Brisa, the family of Rabbi Gamliel, they permitted them to learn the Greek culture, of Nesha Krev and the Malchus, So we see that this whole gzeira was, as we mentioned from this story, so it wasn't a 100% hard and fast rule. It was a general rule, but there were exceptions to it when it was necessary. Yeah. Okay, so now we go on to referring back to the Mishnah. We said, "Le'gadol adam esakel, evel in kein kosher b'shloisha." Not allowed to have a dog unless you keep him on a leash. So similar to the sort of council laws. Is Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brayso. Lo yigal adam esakelev, a person should not raise a dog. Elim kein kosher b'shalshelas, unless he's tied with a leash, with a chain. Avol magadol hu be'ira smucha l'sfar. But if you're in a city on the border and you need like a watchdog for protection of the city, then you can have some
guard dogs,
exactly. V'kosher b'yoyim, but you tie him up during the day. But matira b'layla, you leave him loose to roam the streets at the night. Because everyone's going to be at home at night, except for the baddies. So you have this dog roaming the streets at night to fight the baddies.
Patrolling,
yeah, that's it. Shmira. The Shmira, original Shmira was a bunch of dogs roaming the streets. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Agorolim, Rabbi Elazar says, Magdal Klavim, Magadal Chalavim, Magadal Chazirim, someone who raises dogs is the same as raising pigs. What's that? The Mishnah said you're not allowed to have pigs. The Mishnah said you don't have dogs. What is he adding by saying that dogs are like pigs? So he answered, "Lamanaf Gemina." What's to say? It's the same as making pigs. Lemekem aleba oror, because we know that they said we mentioned in the Brisa oror loshen oister shor os orosh eisha gada chazirim, when they had the meisa with the carbon talmid in the Beis Hamidosh, they cursed. Not only they said you're not allowed to grow pigs, but they cursed oror, the person who grows pigs. So it doesn't say that about dogs. The Mishnah just says not allowed to. So Rabbi Elazar is adding that the same aura that the curse that they put on the pig raisers, they also put that curse on the dog raisers.
Because the dogs there's some use for pigs there's no use for.
Oh, so well, okay.
You can feed them to goyim.
But the dogs were caused probably more damage if they attacked people. So it's a kol afiyah inyan. So if you need it for a guard dog, you're allowed to. So it wasn't. These things were not 100% osur, never allowed to do it. It meant that unless if you don't have a reason, then you're not allowed to. But if they have a good reason, then they would. Then you could find a good reason, huh? Okay. Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyami, Amar Rav Nachman, Bavel ki ira smuchel isfar domi. He says Bavel is like a city on the border. Yeah, so we said the border is, that means you've got the goyim coming in. So he says Bavel is like the border. So I mean Bavel. So he says it doesn't make sense. How can Bavel be a border? Bavel is a whole country. Yeah, a border. The whole country is not the border. So the Gemara explains Tirgama Naharda. What he means is Naharda. So this thing that if you're on the border you can have a dog is not just in Eretz Yisrael, but it's anywhere in Bavel also. If you're on the border, he says the border between where the Jews live and the non-Jews live. Yeah, so it wasn't a thing about Eretz Yisrael specifically, it was a practical thing. If you need security, then wherever the Jews live and they have a border, then they can have a dog there for guard duty. Yeah, for security, CSG. Darash Rabbi Dustoy Demin Biri. Okay, so now here's a separate, it's not a separate, it's still about the dogs, but he takes a different angle. The Pasuk says when they were traveling in the desert, so Vahib bin Tsoyah Oren, yeah, the Oren would travel and everybody traveled with it. And Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Kuma Hashem Yafutzo Ivecha. And then it says, Avenucha Yoimar, which we don't say when we put the Sefer Torah away, but in Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz, I do say. Avenucha Yoimar.
Where is
Sfardim? They say Revach Vahatzalah. Avenucha Yoimar, when it rested, and Moshe would say, Shuvah Hashem Rivavais Alpha Yisrael. So what's Rivavais Alpha Yisrael? Is Rivava is 10,000. So Rivavais is 20,000. Multiple 20,000. Alpha, so Elif is 1,000. Alpha is 2,000. So if you take Rivavais and Alpha, the minimum number of people to make Rivavais Alpha is 22,000. It can be more, but it can't be less. Otherwise, you don't get Rivavais Alpha. Is the Lamdacha. So what do we learn from this, says Rabbi Distoy Min Biri? This teaches you she'ain shechina sheira al Yisrael pachas m'shnei alafim m'shnei revavis, that the minimum number of Jews for the shechina to rest. Don't know exactly what this means. In Pirkei Avos, of course, it says the shechina rests on 10 and even less than 10. So there must be different levels of what it means when the Shekhinah is resting, yeah?
As they say in Chassidus, it's when Sechlu Meret.
Yeah, it depends what level you're talking
about.
What
Targ of Shekhinah.
It depends what level you're talking about. But in a certain level, it's 22,000. Hoya Chas, so the Aleph is a little bit of editing by the Bach, which says, HaReisha Hoya Yisro Shnei Alof Mishnei Revovis Chasar Achas. What happens if there was 21,000, how's it go? 21,999? Is that one less than 22,000? 21,000. So it was missing one. Yeah? And so they didn't have the Shekhinah resting on them. But you had a pregnant woman. So Mashiach is coming. You're going to have number 22,000 and the Shekhinah is going to rest. And it's fitting to, and it's suitable to add the number. But came along a hund and the dog barked. And the woman got a fright and she miscarried from the fright. And now you're back to 21,999 and there's no pregnant woman. That means the dog caused the Shekhinah to go away because he would have had the Shekhinah and now the dog
you
barked.
You stranded at the non-striker's end on 99 not out.
That's it. So therefore it's bad to have a dog. It's a drush. Yeah. Okay, so that means basically what he's saying is that in extreme cases, not only are dogs just, you know, unpleasant, but they could cause, in an extreme case, they could cause an actual, you know, catastrophe. So dogs, we don't do dogs. Hahi itza da alas lamefa bahu besa. A woman went to bake in one house. Not everybody used to have their own oven, so they used to have, laundry mat. They had a communal ovens. So she went to bake, and there was a dog tied to a pole outside, as you do. Is navach bakalba, and a dog barked at her. As Amala Mare, so the master of the dog, the owner of the dog said, like they always do, don't worry, they don't bite, you know. Every time you have the 9-foot dog running after you, when the owner says, don't worry.
He's friendly. He's
very friendly, yeah. Is Amala Mare, so the owner said, let this stuff for me now, don't worry, don't be scared. Shkuli Nive, he's had his teeth removed. Yeah. So those days
some dogs like Jews, and other dogs don't.
This dog had his teeth removed. He says, don't be scared, the dog's had his teeth removed, so there's no danger. She said to him, "Shkili tovusach v'shadjach hidra." Yeah, you can take your
good kite.
You can take your good kite and you can imagine the rest. Yeah, Kvarnov lot. I already miscarried from that. The child's already moved. Too late. You should have told me that before he backed at me, not after. So that's the story with the dogs.
Yeah, there's no good coming out of it.
Yes, don't have dogs. Okay, next. Anybody here have a dog? Before I no. Okay.
Did
huh? You did
the last thing.
But it depends on what
child they ever had.
But as we learn, it depends on dogs. If you have a Chihuahua, it's okay.
Yeah, we said before, little ones.
Yeah, Chihuahuas are
Schnauzer or something like
Chihuahuas
that.
Chihuahuas are good and Labradors.
Sausage dog. What
no called? German Shepherds.
Dachshund.
Sausage dog.
The Dachshund.
The Greyhounds are supposed to be very placid also when they're not chasing the rabbits. Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow.
What a great thing. You have both a dog and a horse.
Yes, okay. Okay, next. Ein person nishrin l'yam. So we said that you're not allowed to set up traps to catch the birds, yeah? And we said you have to be 30... What do we say? You have to be 30 rises, which is a certain measurement. I don't know how about rises, but you have to be 30 rises. It's 4 mil, says Rashi.
1 ris, 4 mil?
No, I think 30 rises, 4 mil. That's how I interpreted it.
Approximately 8,000 amas.
There you go, 8,000 amas. So you have to be... You have to be 8,000 amas away from the civilization to put your bird traps. So you shouldn't trap civilized birds that belong to people. Fredi Gumara Umi Yosti Kuli Hai. So far, do birds fly away? What are you worried about? You're going to catch somebody's domestic pet bird. You're going to catch him. The birds fly away. So this is the famous Rabbi Yirmiyahu, yeah.
The 50-meter line,
yeah. Is Mi Yosti Kuli Hai. Do birds fly so far? Now, when the Mishnah says you only have to be at the 50-meter line. You have to keep your dove coop 50 amos away from the city. This is because we don't want the birds to eat the grain. So there's two things over here. Our Mishnah is talking about you don't want to catch people's birds. That Mishnah is talking about your birds shouldn't go and eat people's grain. Yeah, but there we said that 50 amos is enough. Yeah, so that implies that a bird, if you keep your bird 50 amas away from the other guy's grain, then it's fine. That means your bird, the maximum distance that a bird travels away from his home is 50 amas. So why are you telling me I have to be 30 ris away? Yeah? That means people's private birds are not going to fly so far away and get trapped in my trap. When it comes to just flying around, general, they're doing, you know, running laps of the, that they do far away, more than 50 amas. But karsayu, you're talking about eating. Legabe eating, they don't eat more than 50 amas away because they get full and then that's it. So they eat only within 50 amas of home. Yeah. Freddy Gemara, Bezoi, Mesha, Teshloshim Ris Vesulot, flying is only 30 Ris and not more. Of our tiny, the Brisa says, Be Yishuv, if you're in a built up area, Afilu Meya Mila Yifres, you can't have it even 100 mils away, you can't set a trap. But if they only fly 30 Ris, then how come you can't? It's Rabbi Yosef Omar, Be Yishuv Kromim. So he says, we're talking about. Well, you've got vineyards. It's not yeah. people, but it means vineyards. And the birds fly from one to the other, and therefore, in that case, there's no limit really. They'll go forever. And Rabbi Amar Be Yishuv Shufchin, he says no. It's a whole corroboree of bird houses. Yeah. So when there's lots of bird houses around, then they'll keep going wherever. Fred the Gemara, if there's lots of bird houses, then what do you mean? What you're saying? From where this bird lives until the 30 miles. Is a bunch of birdhouses on the way, and that's why it has to be so far. Then why are you measuring from this one? Why aren't you measuring from all those other ones that are on the way? The tape claim is Shavachim Gufayu. Why don't you say, hang on, it's going to be far away because of the other birdhouses themselves? So one answer is that the other birdhouses maybe belong to a non-Jew, so you don't have to worry about it. About them, Iboy saying, but the Hefker, or that can be Hefker, like the one they have on the park near the Yarra River. There's a very big birdhouse that we're trying to get the birds away from. Somewhere, one of the buildings, the birds that were damaging the building in the city, and so they built this bird thing in the middle of the
someone from the council
the park,
explained to me about
in the park
that.
And all the birds go over there.
It's to stop them from breeding as well, because if you notice the bottom of it has a conical shape.
Yeah,
he says it's designed that when they lay an egg, it falls into that and slips down the bottom and
shatter. I didn't know that.
So if you want, it's a one generation birdhouse.
Okay, so if you want to go and see that birdhouse, it's just opposite the aquarium there in the park next to the river. Yeah. Well, you can go for a field trip to understand the Gemara. The boy say ma, bitty day, or you can say it's his own. You know the aquarium.
Across
so
the
you've
road.
Got Kingsway. If you're across Kingsway from the
near Jeff's shed or the other side.
Before Jeff's shed, it's in between Kingsway and Spencer Street, next to the river. Just near the helicopter pad over there, you know. So there's a big bird thing there. Okay, if anybody's saying with the day, or it's his own stuff, so we don't have to worry about him staying far away because of Gneva or anything, but it's just to keep the traps away. It shouldn't trap anything. Okay, Hajan Lach Merubah. That is Merubah. Now we come to Achoyvel. Achoyvel is a person of self-damage. So again, sort of reverting back to the beginning of the Masechta, we talked about the four obvious Nezikin, so we talked about Nezikin where a person's property causes damage, either his cow or his pit or his fire or his animal ate or trampled, etc., etc. So we're all talking about, so that was the property. Now we have mentioned in passing quite a few times about the person himself causing damage, Adam, we said Adam Mu'ad La'olam. But now we go into detail about when a person causes damage. Says the Mishnah, Hachevel b'chaveri, one person caused a harm to the other person, physical damage. Is chayev alav mishum chamisha dvarim. So he has to pay five categories of damages. Number one is nezek, which is the value. We'll see exactly how you measure that. We'll see with all of them how you measure them. So I'll just read them. With the damage, the tsar, the pain. The ripui is the medical bills. Shevis is the lost wages, income protection. Uboishas and humiliation. So how does it work? Benezek Kates, how does Nezek work? Simas Eino, if he knocked out someone's eye, if Kotas Yodli, or he chopped off his hand, Shibris Ragla, you broke his foot, is Rayan Isa, you take the victim and you evaluate Ki'iluhu Eva Nimka Bashuk. If he was on the slave market, Shomin Kabahaya Yofa, how much would he be worth without this damage? The Kamahu Yofa, how much is he worth now? That's how you work out the monetary value of damage. Then we have Tsar. Not then we have Tsar, but then the guy has Tsar. How do you pay Tsar? Is Kovei B'Shiput, if a guy stuck him with a poker, with a hot poker, and burned him, Obamasmer, or he banked, nailed him. Solzana skewer, or he nailed him to the wood. Yeah, Vafilu al tiperna. Even if he damaged him on the fingernail, Mokam she'enu yaseh chabura, a place where it doesn't even make a bruise. Yeah, so it may not even reduce his, may not even reduce his value at all, but it sure hurts. It sure hurts. Yeah. Is oimdim, so you, how do you evaluate the pain? You estimate kama adam kayetzah bezer reitzel litel lias mistar kach. How does a person like that, how much money would he need to be taken to bribe him that he should put up with such a pain? What is adam kayetzah bezer, as Rashi explains, different people have different pain thresholds. So you actually look at this guy and you evaluate, it's person by person. Some people would need more, some people would need less, so therefore that's how you work it out. Ripui. What about doctor's bills? So that's probably easier to understand. Hikahu, if he hit him, chayav l'poisa, he has to pay the medical bills. All about smachim, if the wound started growing a vegetable garden there, so some kind of infection and things growing out of it, whatever. Is im machma samaka, if it was because of this wound, chayav, he has to pay for the healing of that as well. Shaloi machma samaka, but if it wasn't because of the healing, then obviously because of the wound, this potu doesn't have to. Chaysa venistera, if it healed, but then it got sick again, it healed and got sick, so it never got full 100% clean, all clear. Is chayler a poisa, you have to keep paying the doctor bills until it gets the all clear. Chaysa kol tsarcha, once it's healed fully, ain't a chayler a poisa, then something happened again, then he doesn't have to worry about it anymore. So that was Dr. Bill. Sheves, what's unemployment? You don't have to give him unemployment benefits based on his profession because you've already paid the difference between him as an Eved, which the Eved is based on the work he can do. So the devaluation of his work output you've already paid for, it's covered by Nezek. So what's covered by this? So you give him, it's like minimum wage, if you like. Yeah, Shomer Kishuin, he's guarding the field of the vegetable garden. To keep the birds away, like a scarecrow. He's already paid for his hand and foot. Low paid position. So it's a minimum wage sort of thing for Sheves. And then Boishas is humiliation. It depends on the humiliator and the humiliatee, because it all depends on the actual circumstances and the social structure, how embarrassing this will be for him. Okay, first question was, you pay for Nezek. Why are you paying for it? Ayin tachas ayin amar rachmana. The Torah says an eye for an eye is ema ayin mamish. So maybe you should knock out his eye. Who told you to pay money? Answers the Gemara, lo yisal kadaitach. You shouldn't think that. The Tanya, the Nebraisa, yochel siyem eseinu misam eseinu, yochel siyem eseinu misam eseinu. You might think, if he blinded somebody's eye, we should blind his eye. Kates yadoi mekates yadoi. If he broke someone's hand, we should chop off his hand. Shiver es ragla. If he breaks somebody's leg, meshaver es ragla, we should break his leg. So it's mamish, literally do what he did. Talmud leimar. So we learn, makei adam, makei behemah. The Torah talks about two things. Someone who smites a person, and someone who smites an animal. When a person smites an animal, he's definitely only paying the value, yeah? Because it says yishalmeno. Ma maki behemot the tashlumin. Just like when you smite an animal, you pay for it money. Af maki adam tashlumin. When he smites a person, he only pays money. The im nafshecha loymar. If your soul will tell you, which means if you don't like that answer, if you'll have a kasha on that answer, harehu emer, I'll give you another proof. We read this in Parshas Masay. Do not take a bribe for a murderer who is wicked and deserves death. So don't take a bribe to get him out of it. Yeah. So when can you not take money instead of the death penalty? When it's l'nefesh reitzeach. When a murderer needs a death penalty, you cannot let him get out of it by paying money. But if he damaged him, it didn't kill him, but even if he killed a limb, yeah, if he killed one of his limbs, let's say, which isn't going to grow back, even for that, you can take a bribe. In other words, he pays money, you don't do it physically to him what he did.
That doesn't mean mamash a bribe, it means you can take financial
payment. Yeah, koifer means a payment instead, yeah, compensation. Okay, so the question was, hey Maka, which posuk about Maka are you comparing with the person and the animal, yeah? Because there's a whole lot of psukim that talk about Maka. Is ilema, if the pasuk that you're learning this from is Maki Behem Yeshalmeno Maki Yadam Yumas, a pasuk in Parshas Emor, I think. Yeah, it says, so that's in that one pasuk where it puts hitting the animal and hitting the person together. Ahul Bikdoloxi, that's talking about where you're killing him. That doesn't talk, it compares them there, the person is getting a death penalty. Yeah, so it's not comparing damaging an animal and damaging a person. There, it's comparing killing a person and killing an animal. So you can't use that to learn out what you do when you damage someone. Ela mehacha, it must be a different one. You have makay nefesh behemel yishalmena nefesh tachas nefesh. So that's a whole pasuk by itself. And then samichle, then you have another pasuk, two psukim later, ve'ish ki yiten mumba musa, when a person puts a blemish in someone else, so he damages somebody else, kasher osa kenya yasa, you do to him what he did to the other guy. But we're saying that you don't, you just make him pay. How do I know that? Because it's near the pasuk of makay nefesh behema. Izoi bazoi. Hi, how can you learn from that? Hi, love makahu. That pasuk doesn't say makah anywhere. You're trying to learn gzeira shava? That pasuk says ish ki yiten mum. Doesn't say ki yake. When you hit somebody, it says you put a mum. So gzeira shava l'chayra has to have the same word. As answers the Gemara hakak. I don't know what the editing over here is. Anan hakak hakak arminon. We're talking about hitting. We don't mean they have to use the word hitting. We're using the concept of hitting. Yeah, ma hakak. Just when you hit the animal, it means you caused him damage. You pay. Like we find the same thing with Vahakayan, Veshavakayan, by Metzaira, we learn Xavier Shava from Ba and Shav, coming and going. What do you mean coming and going? He comes and he comes back. It's two different words, but it's the same concept. You can learn Xavier Shava like that. What about this pasuk? The pasuk says that someone who smites a person, that he should be killed, and that means he has to pay momin. Is mimaydi b'momin? How do you know that he only pays money? Maybe he actually kill him. Is lo sol kedaitich? You can't say he kills him. This means that he killed an aver. Again, he didn't kill a person. He killed one of his limbs. Yeah, you don't. So you should not think that in that case we're going to kill somebody for killing a limb. Or you kill his limb for killing the other guy's limb. Da iskish l'makir behemel yishalmena, because it's compared to the animal. The oid k'siv basrei kasher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinasim boy. Shmamin a mumin, so therefore it's money. Okay, so that's the pasuk that it's from. The one makir behemel yishalmena, that one ki'ish ki'yitein. So then, how can we meet a second pasuk? Fredi gemara ma'yu nafshu chaloyma. Why does it say that if you have a kasher, then I can give you a second pasuk? Another pasuk, Akash Latana, because the question was, why are you learning from when he hits the animal? Why don't you work out from when he hits a person? When he hits a person and kills him, you kill him. When he hits a person and kills one limb, you should kill the one limb. Yeah, why don't you learn that comparison instead of comparing him to an animal? Learn it from a person himself. His army. So we answered Don in Izakim and Izakin, because we learn damage to damage. Damaging a person is compared to damaging an animal. We ain't done in Izakim and Misa. We don't learn damaging a person from killing a person. Don in Adam and Yadam. It's better to learn out person. A person causes damage and a person kills is more likely to compare. We ain't done Adam and Behemla, which should not compare when he does it to an animal. Yeah, it's more likely that it should be the same as when he does it to a person. So the Gemara says, that's a good question. And that's why you might have a kasha on the first limud, instead of that we compare it to a behema. So if you don't like that because of this question, I'll give you another pasuk. Don't take money for a murderer. You must be put to death. You cannot take money for a murderer. But you can take money if it's for even for limbs that will not come back, and he can pay. He doesn't need to be. You don't do it to him as well. We'll have to stop over here, I'm afraid. Thank you.